This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Exeter, New Hampshire author Brendan Du Bois has just published his 10th mystery novel, featuring the magazine writer and former Department of Defense analyst Lewis Cole. The novel is called Storm Cell. We've heard Brendan Du Bois before on this podcast talking about his previous Lewis Cole novel, which was called Blood Foam. And for this interview, we thought, let's do something a little different. Let's get out of the recording studio in Concord and go to Brendan Du Bois' writing studio in Exeter, where, as he put it,
it's where the magic ha-ha-ha happens. A lot of times it's desperation, a lot of times it's pulling at my hair. But yeah, this is my office, such as it is. Used to be a bedroom, and now it's packed with books, paintings, plaques, souvenirs, and an Apple MacBook Pro where I spent a good chunk of my time before, every day.
And on this day, as we spoke, his Springer Spaniel, Spencer the Wonder Dog, lay at Brendan's feet. The office was packed with books, shelves piled high with them, everywhere.
This is truly a writer's studio.
It is. And a few years back, I was at a mystery writer's convention where the New York Times bestselling author who writes the Kinsey Millhone mystery, Susan Grafton, someone asked her about, you know, what's your favorite place in the world? And she sort of looked embarrassed. She says, I just love my office. And you know, that's a woman who worked in Hollywood, has been all over the world. And she just sort of shyly said, I just love my office. And I have to agree, when I get in here, it's, on the good days, it's a wonderful place to be.
I'm looking at your computer here, and you've got a sticky note on your computer monitor that says, make it worse, tension on every page. So is that your modus operandi? That's how you go
about
it?
One of my modus operandis, a few years back, I took a writing seminar from Donald Moss, who's a literary agent, author, and someone who's writing workshops. At the time, I thought my writing needed a kick. I was sort of plateaued out. And one of the things he taught was, yeah, tension on every page, make it, you know, make things happen. Each page should contribute something to a work. Either propel the plot or examine something about a character. But it should not be a wasted page. Like some beginning authors always tell them, stay away from weather, stay away from architecture, get to the meat of the story. And that's sort of a constant reminder.
So I'm picking away now at your sticky notes, getting insights into your writing life. And another one says, no more one-shots. Is that writing related as well?
Yeah, no more one-shots means no more trying to write something quickly and off the cuff, put some thought into it. For example, this is not a boast, it's just an acknowledgement of fact. I've had 150 short stories published. And the thing is, when you go to number 151, don't just do it off the cuff as a one-shot. You know, put time into it. Make you believe that it's picture number one, or story number one, I'm sorry.
Is that an attempt to make sure that you don't sort of rest on your laurels and just keep you on your toes? And
keeps me on my toes and keeps me fresh. A lot of times when you've been in the business, a lot of writers, sometimes I wouldn't say rest on laurels, but, and I'm not going to name names, but they tend to get lazy and they tend to repeat stuff. And that's something you just got to guard against. Being a published author is a wonderful thing, but you always have to put that behind you and say, what's the next book? What's the next work going to be?
So let's talk about Lewis Cole, because he's now on his 10th book with you.
Sure, number 10, Storm Cell. And what's different about this book is, a lot of times in previous works, Lewis has been the one in trouble that he needs help. And in this case, it's his friend who's in trouble, Felix Tinius, who's the sometime mob enforcer, part-time security consultant. And in chapter one, he's on trial for murder. And what's funny about this book is that you'd think Felix, who has helped Lewis in many, many occasions, would welcome Lewis's help, but the exact opposite happens. He refuses the help. And that's sort of the mystery that starts the book off. Why won't Felix take Lewis's help?
Mm-hmm. Did you know the reason when you started the book, or did you sort of discover it along the way?
You know, I knew the reason, and I'm going to confess, I did not know who the real killer was until like I was halfway through. I say, oh, that person will fit the bill. And which sounds silly, but a lot of times when mystery authors plot out books, they tend to leave that open, thinking that if they don't know who the murderer or the main character is, who's the bad guy, that the reader won't know. Because how can the reader know if the writer doesn't know?
Mm-hmm. I have to say that I didn't see it coming.
Well, thank you very much. It means I'm still doing it with book number 10. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and assume you have more planned for Lewis Cole.
Actually, Lewis, the next one, the book tentatively titled Harder Ground, is with my publisher now. So I'm keeping fingers crossed that he enjoys that one. I'm also working on a novel, and it always strikes me odd when I say this. I'm working on a mystery novel with New York Times bestselling author James Patterson, and I'm hoping that gets completed by early next year.
One of the aspects of Storm Cell that I found interesting was that, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you raise the stakes of the story by throwing into the mix the idea that there are developers on the horizon who want to put a casino on this fictional coastal New Hampshire town and change the character of the town. Is that something you have strong feelings about?
Yes, I do, because I think a lot of times developers, when they have good intentions in heart, can come in and do something that has unanticipated consequences. And Hampton Beach, or as I call it in my works, Tyler Beach, has this weird mix of funky yet old-time New England and maritime history that I think is something special. And there's nothing on the horizon now for a casino going there, but I could see it happen. I could see it happen. And that's one thing that I address in this book, is the problems associated with something if that were to happen.
Why do you think people 10 books in are still so fascinated by and interested in a character like Lewis Cole?
That's an excellent question, and I'm always happy that there are people interested in Lewis Cole. And I think part of it is that I've made the attempt over 10 books to change him, to grow him, so he's not stuck in amber. And another thing is that he has faults. He falls down, he makes mistakes. And I think part of it is that he's exceptionally loyal. The first few books, I think he was more of a bitter loner, but he's grown to get close to a certain circle of friends. And if something happens, he'll drop everything and will do what it happens to make something right for his friends. And he won't let anything get in his way.
Mm-hmm. A little background about Lewis Cole. In this book, Storm Cell, he is sort of an unemployed magazine writer, but he has a history working in the Department of Defense.
Right. He's a retired research analyst. Many, many years prior, he was on a top secret training accident that killed everybody in his group except him, and that's something that's haunted him all the way. And he was a magazine columnist for a number of years in my books, until, again, you want to mix things up, you get fired. So he's on his own. And in a prior book, his house was damaged by a fire. So as someone says, sometimes you have to kill your darlings or make them suffer. And again, I think that's what brings people to the books, is that he's an enduring character.
Yeah, I found myself admiring him for his loyalty. And, you know, he's not invulnerable. He's unemployed, and he's physically hungry because he doesn't get money to buy the kind of food that he would normally want to buy.
He's unemployed and he's waiting for a big insurance payment, and sometimes insurance companies sometimes drag their feet, and every day he goes to the mailbox hoping that the big check will be there, and it's not. And he finds himself, you know, pinching pennies and doing things, and that's when, you know, the rubber meets the road, how far will you go? And he has to take care of his friend, even though he's stretched out tremendously and really is under a lot of pressure.
What kind of comments do you receive about him from your readers?
A lot of positive comments like that. That's saying, you know, I wish I had a friend like Lewis, or I wish I had a family member like Lewis. Most of my female readers, bless them, love Felix Tinius, the sort of anti-hero, because Felix is loyal, but he's also a much better cook, and he's more handsome than Lewis. And he's much more, shall we say, physically agile if violence erupts. But, you know, you get people who say, I'm tired of the landscape. I'm tired of Tyler Beach. Can he go somewhere else? And one reviewer says, for God's sake, get him the insurance check already. I'm tired of hearing him whine about it. So, you know, you can't please everybody. But then again, you know, that's what happens when you enter fiction.
Well, the lack of the insurance check, I mean, it's for me, it's like him against this massive faceless thing that has so much control over him.
Right. And I think in these times, I think most people can relate to that, you know, waiting for some big bureaucracy to sort of belch forth a settlement or a doctor's appointment or some bit of news that you need. So I think that makes him more human, makes him really admirable to my readers.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you sought out in a character, something that would make him relatable in that particular way?
I think it grew along the way. As everything, you know, sometimes you get life experiences or you see other people's experiences, and as the book develops, you say, well, let's bring this in, let's bring that in, making it more three-dimensional, more real.
Mm-hmm. NHPR has another podcast called the 10-Minute Writer's Workshop, mm-hmm. and they ask the same
sort of questions to authors every week. So I'm going to steal one of their questions
for you.
And that question is, which do you find more difficult to write, the first sentence or the last?
Oh, boy, that's a very good question. I will lie. I find the middle. The first one, because usually it's been banging around in your head for a couple of months that you know how you're going to start the book to grab the reader. In the end, because as you're churning along and you have these months of work behind you, you know pretty much how it's going to wrap up. But the middle part, I think, the middle sentence, the middle works, that's when things start to sag and you got to really dig in deep because you're inviting a reader to come along with you on this journey. And if you grab them at the very beginning and you're satisfied with the ending, you need to keep things up during the middle.
One last question, and since we're in your office, your writing studio, I'll ask one about that. How much time do you spend in this particular chair working on your books?
Several hours a day, but then again, it's flexible. Today's Wednesday, which means it's laundry day, so later today I have to fold the laundry. I also take Spencer out for romps, do groceries, but usually I'm in my office first thing in the morning, do a solid 3 or 4 hours, take a break for lunch and other things, and then I'm here in the afternoon. And much of my wife's dismay, sometimes the laptop comes downstairs and sits in my lap. And that's when I answer emails, do a little research, maybe do a little editing, polishing, working on a short story, something like that. So I'm pretty connected here in the office.
Well, Brendan, your faithful readers are looking forward to Lewis Cole's next adventure. Thank you very much for talking about Storm Cell.
Thank you, Peter, very much. Thanks for coming down here on such a snowy day.
That's Brendan Dubois. He's just published his 10th Lewis Cole novel. It's called Storm Cell. And if you'd like to see pictures of Brendan Dubois in his writing studio with Spencer the Wonder Dog, visit our website, nhpr.org. Remember, we are always looking for reading recommendations from listeners like you. If you've got a book that you think your friends and neighbors should check out, send us the name of the book and the author. Our email address is books@nhpr.org. And you can also tweet us, @nhprbookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.